what do you call this thing again that you dry yourself off with in the bath?
The towels.
And what do you turn in the kitchen to let the water into the sink?
The faucet.
Have you ever had a pipe break because it was so cold?
Sure. We've had bursted pipes in cold weather. Had a lot of trouble with bursted pipes.
How's that? What did you do after that?
Well, we called a plumber to come and work on them. But if you think your pipes are going to freeze, we always wrap the hydrants outdoors and wrap them up from the cold. And then if it turns real freezing cold, and if most of the houses are underpinned and they don't have to protect them from the cold, but this old house is not. It's cold underneath it. Sometimes if it's a hard freeze, I turn the water on and let it run just a little all night. Let the water keep running and it won't freeze.
The pipe won't burst
then. If you let the water keep circulating through, it doesn't freeze.
Okay. How'd you used to buy flour? How did it come? How was it packaged back then?
Oh, in cloth sacks. We used to buy flour and buy the 50 pound of flour in a bag.
Did it ever come in a barrel?
We never did buy any in a barrel. We bought ours by sacks of flour. And during World War I, the flour was rationed. You know, you couldn't get but just so much. It was rationed. And you had to get your ticket to buy your flour with, and such as flour and sugar. A lot of the food was rationed during World War I.
Did you ever buy molasses package?
Well, we made our syrup when we was on the farm. We planted syrup, sorghum cane. They call it sorghum cane. And my father, when I was a child, my father had a syrup mill. And he would grow there, and people would haul in the cane for him to grind. And they had two big iron rollers. And they poked the syrup cane in between those rollers, and it had a long, what would you call it? The piece that they hitch the mule to pull the
yoke
round, pull it round, not one of you. But they'd hitch the mule to the
long pole.
So they pulled it.
Because
it stood out, and hitched the mule to that. And the mule would go round and round all day. And they'd have one man to poke the syrup cane in between those iron rollers. And that would mash the juice out. And then they had a tub down there to catch the juice. And then they had a trough to run it on down to the furnace where they cooked the syrup.